Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay. Let the truth! Don't set you free!
All right. Welcome to the show this evening. My name is Zeke Bolden, your host. My wife's going to be joining us soon. I am a life coach, relationship coach, and spiritual coach, and I help people save their marriages. I help people get restored from spiritual and church hurt. I also just help people in general get a grip on their life and where they want to go. So tonight we've been we're jumping into a very intriguing subject. The past episodes, we've been talking about why people cheat. And it looks like we got a full line tonight. No one's in the chat room yet, but you can also sit on the chat room and chat with us there. So I appreciate you guys coming on. I appreciate my Georgia folk. Looks like I got some Georgia folk on here. I appreciate you guys so very much as well. So you're going to be able to ask any question that you like concerning the topic tonight. The previous topics that's leading up to this one was, why do people cheat in relationships? So we've talked about all these different reasons why people cheat. And so the topic tonight, we're kind of moving past that, and we're going into how to heal that brokenness that you receive, how to fix that brokenness that you receive from a relationship that ended tragically, or from a toxic relationship, or some things of that sort, where somebody might have cheated on you and you're holding it against somebody else, or you've broken away from your previous relationship, but you find yourself still caught up thinking about them, or when you're with somebody else. You know, there are so many different variables in this thing. We want to talk about it tonight and try and help you get past and bring some healing to your life, okay? So a few little things I want to share with you before we begin. Number one is, and speaking of one, if you want to make a comment on the air, you can do that easily by pressing one on your telephone keypad. I will acknowledge it, say hello to you, bring you on. You don't have to state your name unless you choose to. I will acknowledge you by the last four of your telephone number and allow you to either ask a question or comment or anything at all you want to share. That's up to you. Now, if you have a question, however, I would like the question being related to the topic that we're talking about or something that we mentioned in the topic, okay? Once you're finished conversating with me or we've answered your question, I ask that you press one on your keypad again. That way it'll take off the indication that you want to talk, okay? All right, other than that, guys, I'm ecstatic about getting into this, and thank God that my wife has joined me now, so we both will be here talking about this. So let's jump right into it. How do we get healed from broken relationships? And, you know, the way that you know that you're still connected to somebody or that you're not healed yet and you need restoring is when you try to go into other relationships and you go in with your defenses so high that you don't give people an opportunity to connect with you. Or another way is that your heart has gotten so callous and you're mean to people that even remind you of the species that hurt you. What I mean by that is, if you're a female and you've had several bad relationships with males, now you're thinking all males are dogs. And I'm tired of y'all saying that, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to get it out there in the air. I'm tired of y'all saying that men are dogs. Any person who hurts you, man or woman, is a dog in my eyesight. And so, you know, but why do they call men dog? We'll get more into that later. This broadcast is only 30 minutes, and it will fill up quick. So some of you Some of your friends, they might not get on simply because they didn't call in fast enough. But some other ways that you'll know that you're still connected to that person. Even after you go on and get into another relationship, you place the expectations on the person that you're with now from the previous person that you were with in the past. You know, you're expecting them to act like that person, be like that person, do the things that person did, and you will find yourself not being emotionally connected to them simply because they don't do what the other person did. You got to get broken from that. You got to break that. And then from a spiritual standpoint, you guys, if you've been in a relationship, whether marriage, whether just a long-term relationship or short-term, and it has left you traumatized, then more than likely there's what is called a spiritual soul tie, an ungodly spiritual soul tie. And again, we'll talk more about that later as well. And if you have a question about any of that, by all means, you know the procedure. Press 1 on your keypad. I'll acknowledge you, and we'll go from there. And what I like to do is go ahead and throw the first question out there in the air so you guys can be thinking about it. And if you're bold enough, you can press 1 and talk about it. And that question is, have you ever experienced a relationship like that? Or do you find yourself in a place right now where you're saying, you know, I was in a relationship like that, and it was good relationship. However, it ended, whether it ended bad or ended good, it ended, and you still find yourself thinking about that person. You find yourself wishing things could have went differently about that person, or whatever the case may be, and you know you're in that place. The very first place way to get healed from that is to acknowledge the fact that, you know what, I'm not over him yet, or I'm not over her yet, and I want to get past them. We're definitely going to help you understand that tonight. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to share that, the very first step is you acknowledging it, okay? All right, speaking of acknowledge, here's the first step you need to take when getting over a broken relationship, a broken heart from a broken relationship. The first step is to accept the pain, okay? Accept what you're going to have to go through concerning that broken relationship. Go ahead and accept that you're going to cry, you're going to scream, you're going to miss them or not miss them based on what happened. You know, go ahead and accept that pain, that you cannot avoid the truth that something happened, and something that's even more major than that, you got to accept the pain that if you messed up, you messed up. You got to own what you did wrong. You got to own your particular position in that relationship, and then you got to own or you got to acknowledge what that person did. And when I say own your particular position, I am not telling you that to start analyzing yourself and say, man, I should have did this. I should have did that. I should have did this. No, I'm not saying that kind of own what you did. What I'm talking about is that if you did something wrong, then and you know it was wrong, own that. Don't say, I did that because they did this. No, if you did wrong, you did wrong. And the devil didn't make you do it, as Flip Wilson would say. You did it. Acknowledge it and deal with it and keep going forward. I hear women say that a lot after they've been hurt or find that they was in a relationship and the guy cheated. Then all of a sudden, you know, they accept the guy back, but then they cheat. And I hear this more times than none. I did it to get back at him. I did it for revenge. That is a pitiful way to get back. That is absolutely crazy. You don't get back like that. Do not lure yourself to that place. And brothers, you know, we've been taught as men that if we have a bad relationship with a chick, the way to get over her the quickest is go get on top of several other chicks. No, man, that's not the way to do that. That's not the way to do that. You accept that pain where it is, and you deal with it. That's what you do. You deal with it. You talk about it. You express it. You cry. You find somebody you can talk to, and you cry about it. You scream about it, and don't worry about who they are. Don't worry about the person judging you, brother. Don't worry about them saying, girl, you ain't got to cry with him, man. Man, let her go. No. Then you need to pick another person. That somebody who can say, hey, I understand. I'm not in your position, but I know it must hurt. I'm here for you. Let them cry on your shoulder and accept that pain. Okay? All right. Second thing, the second way to get over it. Well, before I do that, babe, what do you think? You think that that's accepting the pain of what? I call her eating some chocolate. What up, pretty self? So I'll let her chime in here in just a few moments. Take your time, boo. All right. So the second way to get over to step toward healing your broken heart is you got to change your habits. You got to change your habits. You cannot do the same thing you did with that other person. If you do the same things you did with that person who broke your heart, then you'll find yourself longing to be with them more, or to be around them more, or before you know it, you're connected back to them. Especially when y'all listen to a special song all the time, and now you're not with them, and you're playing that song all the time. No way. You don't want to do that. If you're with that person for 5 years and they gave you all these gifts and bought you all this stuff and it's in your apartment and now y'all are broken up, everything that they gave you, other than some super duper expensive stuff, man, get rid of that because it's going to remind you of that person. Get rid of their clothes that they left over. Get rid of the cologne because the smell is going to remind you of that. We want to heal your heart and emotions, and the truth of the matter is we want to heal your soul. You want to get rid of that stuff. You want to change your habits. What do you think, babe?
I think that's good. I think it deals with maturity, mm-hmm. and it deals with how the breakup was or what happened, the intricate parts of it.
Because sure.
It goes both ways. Some people are mature enough that the heartbreak was there, whatever was done to them, and they're able to move on or maybe not move on. And if it was a coat that the person purchased for them, they're able to wear it and not feel any kind of way about it and still go on with whatever they need to. The part that we want to get into is that when you're broken up with somebody and you still have some attachment to the place where it affects you,
yeah,
that's when you want to change the habits because you're not able to move on into the now because you're still stuck into the way things were. If most of that person have moved on and gone on to be married, dating someone else or whatever, and if the things that you've experienced with them, the things that you've received from them, the things that you've received from them, tangible or intangible, still affects you in a way, that's the part that we want to deal with. Because I know it is some people that have dealt with broken relationships and they were able to move on and they still possess some of the things that relationship that they received from that relationship
right.
when they was in it, and they're able to be fine. But if you find yourself in a fix where you're still stuck, that's the part that we want to deal with.
Yeah, you got to know you. Thank you. You got to know your place. And here's something else in case that you don't know you, because a lot of you think you know yourself and you don't. You got to have somebody else outside to kind of look within and talk to you. That person that's trustworthy. And I'll tell you, the worst people to choose is girlfriends, ladies, asking your girlfriend, you know, or
immature girlfriends.
Definitely immature girlfriends. Or somebody who you talk to all the time and they know your relationship to a point where, say for instance, he made you mad or she made you mad, brother, and you told one of your friends, well, men really don't talk like you guys talk when it comes to relationships. So ladies, and you've been telling your friend, he did this to me, he did that to me, he did this to me. And then finally, you guys break up and you're trying to get your heart right about it. And you telling your girlfriend about it, and she will hate him. She's gonna do everything she can to talk you out of it, talk you against it, and even try to hook you up with somebody else so quickly because she doesn't understand the pain that you're going through and that you need to be restored, and maybe that tie needs to be broken. So it's important that you understand that. So change your habits, number two. Number three, you got to do the same thing that you did outside of changing your habits. You got to do it inside. You got to change your thoughts. You got to do something different. In a relationship, we build up a whole bunch of different routines that we do together that becomes a pattern for us. You what you got to do, you got to change that pattern, because if you do the same thing you did, if you guys went out to eat on a Thursday night at a seafood restaurant, that was a pattern that you did. Well, after the relationship is over, then you might not be going to that same place on Thursday night. Come on. I suggest that you switch to a whole new place and you go to somebody else and you go on a different night. You gotta go reach deep within, and here's where it starts to get a little spiritual. But you have to go and find some solace within you and your soul and with God to say, hey, forgive me for what I did, forgive and find forgiveness for what the person did. And you got to really begin to look at that place and see how and where you can regain that healing that you need, which brings me up to a very good point that I've been discussing on Periscope here lately, and it's about soul ties. So just to talk very quickly about a soul tie. Soul tie could be, I think the best way to give it to you is like an illustration. So a soul tie would be like an umbilical cord. When a woman's pregnant, the baby's inside of her, and the nutrition, the food, the nutrients, everything that mother takes in, it also connects to that baby, and the baby takes the same thing. So when the mom gives birth, the baby comes out. However, the umbilical cord is still attached. So you have to cut the umbilical cord in order for whatever's in that cord, that tunnel, that canal, will stop going to that baby, and that baby will start to exist on its own. Well, a soul tie is similar to that. You can be in that relationship, and a spiritual soul tie is especially happens when you have sex and you're not being married. That's a spiritual ungodly soul tie. There's a godly soul tie that is when you're married and you have sex, and there's a godly soul tie, but you end up getting a divorce. That tie is still there, and it still needs to be broken as well. So when you're in and you're having sex and you're not married, that tie is there. The Bible says your flesh becomes one. And so anything that's in that person is traveling to you. And so I'm telling you that's one of the worst things that can ever happen. Does fornication, if you will, that's what it's called. Does it feel good? Yeah. Sex period is phenomenal. Phenomenal doesn't even do any good thing about how set, how it feels. So I understand really where you are if you're not married. However, you gotta value your relationship with Christ in your soul, your spirit, more so than the sex of having sex, instead of the feeling of having sex. So what do? You break that soul tie, because if you don't break that soul tie, then that person is still going to have a very big stronghold in your life. Say again, baby.
Still connected to you through the umbilical cord.
And through the spiritual umbilical cord, absolutely. And guess what, guys? They're still able to affect your emotions. And I guarantee you, somebody on this call right now have experienced something similar to this, and your day was going great, and then you get a phone call from them, or you get a text from them, and it just changes things. I mean, I'm telling you,
it is a picture of them. Or somebody talk about them.
Talk about them. Yeah, absolutely. Bring tears to your eyes when you think about where you were and what you had and what you did. All those things have to be broken and have to be changed. You have to change your thoughts. And you might need somebody outside of you to do that. And if you've experienced that before and you'd like to share that event, I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your keypad, and then we'll acknowledge you. You can come on and share anything you like. Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, speaking about thoughts as well, sometimes it's not a hurtful thought. Sometimes it's a thought that brings a smile to your face. The relationship is done. The person's broken your heart. There's different types of signs and symptoms of a broken heart or a spiritual soul tie that you're still connected to that person that may not be good for you. Some people enjoy what they did, even though the person hurt them or whatever, it still brings joy to them. They wonder how they're doing. They wish that they can see them. All these things are still in your thought process about that person. You want to know if they're doing good or know if they're doing bad or just different things like that. So even in the changing your thoughts, it can go both ways. You can hate their guts, but then at the same time, you can still want to be with them.
Yeah, exactly. Which brings me up to this particular point right here, which is change how you see yourself and how you see that particular person. All right. So here's where we talk about a couple things. Number one, here's why that thing came up, are men are dogs. some man hurt you because he cheated with another girl, he cheated with your girlfriend, he cheated with something else, and it seemed like they cannot stay faithful to one person. Well, you know, that's not true. My wife and I, we've been together 30 years. We've been married for 27. Now, in those first 3 years or so, yeah, you know, I had some things that going on in my life where I had to come to grips with, so I wasn't as faithful as I could have been. However, once we got married, then I fell in love with God, and my faithfulness to him brought benefits to my wife and my faithfulness to her. So that's very important. Again, that's a topic for another subject, for another day. But you got to change how you see yourself. You're not a failure. You're beautiful, you know, inside and out. You're definitely, you're handsome. I tell people all the time, especially when I preach and go different places and I talk about self-esteem, I said, I am the finest man that I have ever seen. I'm the most handsome man that I've ever seen. And notice that I said what I've ever seen, because how I see me has nothing to do with how you see me. I see me great. I got a pot belly. I've gained weight. But to me, that's just more fineness to love, baby. What you think?
That's right.
So you got to change how you see you, especially when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
If that person verbally abused you, you got to know that that's a lie. That is not a lie. That is not who you are. And you have got to have some positive people to have positive reinforcement to help you change how you see yourself. And now, even so, that's important. How you see that other person is even more important. And let me tell you why. Because if how you see that other person could put a type of hatred and revenge in you, that it consumes more of your thoughts than anything else. Because now you see them as an evil person. You see them as they hurt you. You start stalking them. You start, you know, doing all kind of crazy stuff. So you gotta go ahead and see them in the light of, this person had issues. They need help. I'll pray for them. Now, I know some of you saying, man, I ain't praying for that joker the way he did me. God will bless you for that. Trust me, he will. And your healing will come faster when you can release a person who's hurt you in the past. And that's not just in a regular girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife relationship. I'm talking about friendships. And ladies, I hate to say this, but you guys hold on to stuff so long when your friends hurt you, or ladies, y'all, I don't know, man, y'all a mess.
Yeah, and then too, as
sometimes,
sometimes, and then too, as we're talking, I'm thinking about too, the topic is about fixing your broken heart from a broken relationship.
Yeah,
sometimes your heart might be broken because you caused the broken relationship.
Sure,
you may have done something. Cheated or whatever, flirted, and it looked like something that it wasn't to your significant other, and they broke it off with you, and you had a wonderful relationship with them, and now your heart is broken because you caused this breakup. So even though we're predominantly talking about being healed from a broken heart that somebody has wronged you, you may very well have wronged someone and have regrets right now.
Right, right.
So still changing your thoughts, changing your mindset from the inside out, fixing things, old habits and things like that still apply. So it's just according to what the situation is at the time.
Absolutely. Which brings me up to this next point. You got to understand your emotions. You got to know your emotions. And I'll tell you something. If you want to know whether or not you are emotionally stable, there's a short little test I will give you, absolutely free. What I need you to do is from my Facebook, you can send me a request, a message to send it to you. You can go to my website. You can just shoot me an email. However you want to do it, I'll let you take that test, and then I won't give you the answers yet. Because I want to correspond with you, and then after you take it, I'll let you know what the results were and whether you are, you know, a basket case, or whether your emotions are intact, or what kind of work you could do, things you can do to help improve your emotional state. But you do have to understand your emotions. You got to understand if you came from let me give you a perfect example. My wife and I, we handle our emotions absolutely different. My wife, believe it or not, the way she was raised and what she went through, she wasn't as intact, if you will, with her emotions. She was kind of I would say a little harder than I was. I'm a water bag. I was attached to my emotions early in life. I had five sisters, man, and I was the baby boy, so you know, I got connected with my emotions way, way early. So we will handle situations and things absolutely different that are emotionally, that can affect us emotionally. So it's important that you understand your place when it comes to that. Okay. It's important that you do that. So, I want to have two more points and we're going to be finished, for tonight. Believe that, you will find love again. Go ahead and transform your mind and understand. Somebody said, I mean, a beautiful young lady, beautiful, very attractive, said they didn't think that they can find somebody who would love them the way the other person did. Man, that devil is a liar. Ain't no way. There's no way. You need a coach. You might even need therapy. If you believe that about yourself, even if you gain weight, even if you're older, even if you, you know, you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s, I'm telling you, love has no age. It is infinite, and it will find you. It will blossom in your life if you want that to take place. But you got to change it in your mind that you will find love. And I believe I found my soulmate. And there's nothing that can happen with her or with me that will keep me from loving her and it blossoming the way it needs to be. And I promise you, sometimes you can't see it, but if you get somebody in your life that can help you, and I'm gonna make a plug right here, like a life coach will help you get to that place where you can understand who you are, understand your emotions, and believe that you can love again. All right? Now, the last one for tonight is you can live happily after a breakup. It is important that you understand that your life is not over. You get over him. Now, you heard that before. Don't rush it, though. It takes time to get over a heartache that you have put some investments in. It's tough. It's hard. It's rough. I don't care what anybody else says. Somebody will tell you, girl, you need to be over him by now. Man, you need to be over him by now. The devil is a liar. No, you need to take your time, and you need to have somebody in your life that could keep you accountable, that can help you, that you can measure your thoughts against, because sometimes in places like this, because of the hurts that we have, we rationalize and reason a different way that's sometimes not healthy for us. So I want to make sure you understand that. Please, please, please. Take your time, get to a happy place in your life, but make sure you have somebody accountable that can help you. Okay? Maybe you want to share some thoughts after my wife shares some thoughts. Guys, we got about 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes to open up for some questions. If you have a question that you've been thinking about, I would love to hear it and try and answer before we get off the line. All right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that my heart goes out to anyone that has and is dealing with a broken heart from a broken relationship. And even if it's a broken relationship from a mom, a sister, a cousin, a really best friend, or whatever, those things hurt. I dealt with a very, very bad broken heart from a broken relationship from a female friend of mine that we grew up together in school from sixth grade on into our adulthood. Broke off, and that thing really just messed me up for a while because I didn't understand why. So our heart goes out to you. We are here to help you, to listen to you, to give you advice, to show you where you are, we may be able to help you in some kind of way. You can get us through Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and even on YouTube as well. Thank you so much for coming, for taking time out your busy schedule, you know, to help us on this Blog Talk Radio with DB Square Life Coaching. Pray the best for you and your future endeavors. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, thank you. I appreciate you. I tell you, I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, you can find healing for your soul and restoration. It was a lot I covered tonight. I know some of you will have questions as well, so you're free to hit me up. Send me a request. Go to my website. Go to my Facebook, and let's get healing. Because if you don't, you will find yourself in a broken place, and healing might not never get there, especially if you're trying to do it on your own, okay? All right, take care. We love you. Looking forward to corresponding from you and seeing you next week as well. Take care.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.